ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in again. This is Evangelist Arthur Brenda Randall. On last week, we were talking about trusting in the Lord from Psalms 27, verses 1 through 14. We're going to continue on talking about the Lord's goodness on this morning. The Lord is truly, truly good all the time. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for in you we live, move, and have our being. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for what you've already done in and through our lives, Father. And we just give you glory. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm still excited about the word of the Lord because the more I study this verse in Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light. I just couldn't get off of it because I began to think back. I didn't share much about how the Lord has saved us back in the 1970s, 74, praise the Lord, and how that he had allowed us to see evil and good. I think back to how that we were in the world, we're sinners, and we didn't really know about the Lord. And until I could claim this first verse, the Lord is my, at that time I was a sinner, so I didn't know anything about the Lord, but the Lord had to open up our eyes that we could see who he really is and it take a walk by faith. And he allowed us to go through such a horrendous experience of seeing how evil the devil really is. One of our nearest relative, kin relative was possessed, praise the Lord. And he actually, the Lord allowed us to go through that. I had just seen the movie Exorcist and I didn't believe that was real. And so I had just gotten over seeing that. And then we got the phone call saying that one of our loved ones was demon possessed, and I just could not believe it. It really scared me so much that I was just like, oh, if this is real, if the devil is real, Lord, I know you must be real. And so he gave me Luke, the 8th chapter, about how that he went about casting out devils, praise the Lord, and how that he will not allow he have all power over all the power of the enemy. He allowed us the real experience that is nothing too hard for him, and that he is a savior, and that he can come in, save, deliver, and set us free. And we had to cry out to the Lord and repent, and he came in and saved us. And after he saved us, I knew we needed some more power in our lives. That we, after seeing that experience and going through that, I knew that there was more. And that's what telling of his goodness is all about, more goodness of the Lord. And I began to seek the Lord, and I began to fast and pray. I'm like, Lord, whatever else do we need to do after we got saved? I need some power over the power of the enemy. And the Lord began to, I didn't even know anything about being filled with the Holy Ghost, but the Lord began to let me know, I want to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So I began to seek the Lord after 3 days fasting and prayer. We were in a revival. God came into my heart. He said he filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I thank God. I begin to thirst and hunger after righteousness. I begin to really, really devour the word of the Lord. At first, I was just being a hypocrite and just stepping in. I was lukewarm, but the Lord said he would, that we'd be either hot or cold. Praise the Lord. And I just thank the Lord because I begin to just thirst after righteousness. And from that experience, I begin to daily walk with the Lord, knowing what he can do in and through our lives. Now, it took each day knowing this was new to us. We had never walked this walk of holiness before, but I thank God for knew he was calling us into a deliverance ministry. After going through all of that, we had to go through it. And then, as because in the Psalms 27 chapter, David's confidence was born out of the experiences of the Lord's previous deliverances. So after we saw how great thou art, then we knew God had all power, because he came in. And in my book, that's why I was led to write the book, to tell a little about, and in the beginning, it tells about my childhood. It tells about how that the Lord came in and saved us. And in the scripture in Luke, where he really came in, and it reads, "Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with them. But Jesus sent him away, saying," and this is what the Lord told us to do, "Return to thy own house and show how great things God have done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus has done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him." And we actually experienced those scriptures, and this is when I really finally really accepted the Lord into my heart and made up my mind that I wanted a closer walk with the Lord. And thank God for Jesus. I praise God for his goodness today, because he came in, hallelujah, and he saved a little old wretch like me. Praise God. I thank him for his mercy and his grace. And I too, like David, praise the Lord, can truly say the Lord is my light and my salvation. I thank him for saving us from a burning hell. Praise the Lord. So have you ever been in a situation where you were literally praying for your life? At that time, we were. And David is praying for his life in this psalm. We're not sure of the exact historical situation, but it may have been when David was on the run from King Saul, pursued by enemies, shut out from the house of the Lord, separated from his parents, slandered by false witnesses. It all seems to fit. No matter what the situation, it was clearly a time of incredible crisis and stress. And David finds himself praying for his life. And during that experience, we did too. We were found praying, running for our lives. We would drive back and forth to church 40-some miles from Houston. We were in Houston then, and we drove 40-some miles on to church on Sunday mornings, Wednesday night service, back, go to work, go back. We were had a hunger and a thirst after the Lord. And I'm so thankful. I was somewhat, I just wanted to know more about the Lord. So I just got off. Just the Lord and I, he began to show me in his word, reveal to me who he really is and how he will take care of us, if we trust him, and how he loved us so much. And you know, he just, every obstacle we might have encountered in life, he was right there to pick us up and bring us through. And when I was led to write the book, I really wrote it for I have one surviving daughter, left the children, her and her children and the great-grandchildren. And I wanted them to know through previous experiences of how great thou art, that they can make him their Lord and Savior as well. Praise God. I really wrote the book that I wouldn't even forget when things would come up or something would happen. I would always remember how he was right there with us, carrying us through like the footprint in the sand. Hallelujah. And as I wrote, even after the 911 crisis and all, I was sitting in a revival one night, and that's when the Lord laid on my heart this Psalm 27. And I began to write. He gave me the design bookmarks to write and encourage, sent to the president at that time, the encouraged leaders, our mayor of Houston, and different community leaders and all. And I thank God, because he was giving us that we didn't have to fear of what the enemy was trying to do. And I thank God for being obedient. It was as I began to walk with the Lord, I was kind of like just me and the Lord, I was just loving him so much, because he first loved us and brought us out, and he saved that loved one, and they began to pastor a church where we were going. Hallelujah. And they began great soul winners for the Lord, and they became rather great soul winners for the Lord. And the Lord is just so awesome and powerful and almighty, and I just love him today. But if you were in a situation where you were literally praying for your life, what would you do? Praise God. today I want to encourage you to just trust in the Lord, for truly the Lord is good all the time. Amen. And not after I wrote the book, not knowing that even Psalms 102:18 reads, "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people who shall be created shall praise the Lord." I finished the book in 2012, and I've since had two little new great-grandbabies born, so the Lord's willing, and they'll be able to read about my life story and be inspired to hold on to the Lord and be inspired to know who Jesus really is. Amen, amen. And I just thank the Lord. The scripture's just being so much a blessing to me, and I'm still walking in it because it's a continuation. Even there, we have this, it should be a prayer for our life. And I still pray this prayer: "Lord, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. I've seen enemies come against us. The Lord blessed me to manage apartments in Houston, and I had it was like all type of situations going on the grounds or in apartments. But I thank God, after knowing how he delivered us out of that loved one being possessed, I knew God could do anything. I knew he was with me. I know he never leave nor forsake us. So I could walk the grounds with boldness, and they would come against me, and it was like about drugs and prostitute and everything we had on the property. But I thank God for that holy boldness that I was not afraid. And when they tried to come up against me, then the Lord always would fight my battle. Hallelujah. So much so that God even started a church over there. Praise the Lord. And a lot of them had gotten saved, and they started churches. Hallelujah. So we have to obey the Lord, walk day by day, obeying him, and he will direct our path. But the Lord, and though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The wall should rise against me, and this will I be confident. And that scripture I thought about one time. My husband was a Vietnam vet, and they were about to go into the Vietnam War, praise God. And he said the night before, he had his little New Testament Bible in his pocket. His mama always told him to read 23rd Psalm. It's so important to have the Word of God. It's so important to even read the Word of God. And he read it, and he said it seemed like a little angel or someone, a little man, appeared up to him and say, "This is going to be your great last battle." Hallelujah. And sure enough, he got wounded about three times, got shot three times. But praise God, he came back home. The Lord brought him back. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for that. So one, and then it says one, that's why I can be confident knowing that no matter what or who may rise against us, we can be confident knowing that the Lord is our strength. He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that's my prayer every day, is that will I seek after. And when we see the word seek, I think about ladies going to a garage sale, or if you hear of somebody say, "Oh, they're having a big sale over there. We're gonna take our, oh, I gotta go. I might find something good." Praise the Lord. So the Lord wants us to seek after him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. And I learned back then, I don't play with the Lord, because he is real and it is serious business. The enemy would that he would sift us as wheat, but Jesus said he already prayed to the Father that the enemy cannot pluck us out of his hand. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for Jesus today. And Luke 12:32, he already tells us, "Fear not, little flock, but it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Hallelujah. He just waiting to give us the kingdom. The Lord is good. No matter what situation, what problem, he is a very present help in time of trouble. Hallelujah. "For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." Amen. And we know that he is and will answer prayer. So this is prayer for my life, and I'm praying that it will be a prayer for your life as well. Amen. And the first thing we learned on this, the first three verses, 1-3, was praying in times of crisis. Remember that the Lord is your strength. And that second verse, realize that your enemies shall stumble and fall. God will make your enemies your footstool. Praise. I know he did at the apartment. It just was turned out.